Bein vayoymer le'emes v'yatzev le'yasek. And when you finish the parsha, the third parsha, and you say, Ani Hashem lekechem emes, you should, or Ani Hashem lekechem, you should not stop. But rather, like Winnai, you have to say emes right away. After you say emes, enechanami. For a koponim, you should not stop between Ani Hashem lekechem and emes. That's a beauty sheet that holds, Bein vayoymer le'emes v'yatzev le'yasek. Then the Gemara, we'll see, we'll talk about this in the Gemara, whether it's a new Aloch here, this Mafsig, we're very makbid upon this, or just a Medina of B.M. Tzaprokim. Maybe no, it's even more, it's a Loshni of Layasu, they're not stop altogether there. But we'll see clearly in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, now the Mishnah says, Omri Mishur ben Korcho, Lo mokod mo parasha Shema lavoyim Shemoya. How can we say first the first parasha of Shema, and then the second parasha? Why do we put for your house place Hashem Lekecha first? And then first volume Shemaya, it says like this: Kidei shikabel olav ol machos Shemayim tchila. The first thing is to mekabel upon yourself ol machos Shemayim. That Shema Yisrael, we have to mekabel ol machos Shemayim first. And then v'yakakach mekabel olav ol mitzvus. Then we said the second parasha talks about Tishrei mitzvus ha'shonuchi mitzvah, but to mekabel upon herself the yol ha'mitzvus, to do the mitzvus. Then, how come Vayim Shemay, the second parasha, is before the third parasha of Vayomer? So the Mishnah says, Shevahoyim Shemay Noig Bem Yom Bem Elayla. They were talking about mitzvahs. Rashi says, well, the Mishtoi B'Talmud Torah, talking about learning Torah. Te'achsev Limadatim Oysum Es V'nechem. And Torah is Bem Yom Bem Elayla. Vashenken Vayom, in the third parasha, talks about Tzitzis, and the Noig Ela B'Yom Avad, it's on the Noig B'Yom, not B'Layla. Rashi says, the Mishtoi B'Tzitzis. Therefore, it says the third, it's not that Nageya, therefore it says the third. But like the Mora said before, even though Tzitz is not Nageya at night, still we say the third Parsha at night time, and Rashi is Naza, because there's the Inya to say Yitzias Mitzrayim at night time. And in the third Parsha, that's what we're asking Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what we say, Ani Hashem Lekechem Asher Hoceisi Eschem Yeretz Mitzrayim. So therefore we say the third parasha Balayla also. Now the Gemara says that Shema Minif Now Mishnah should have a proof that Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona. That could only be Yotza the Mitzvah Yav Kavona. That Yav Kavona you have in mind that you plan to do a Mitzvah. Like Rashi says, Shei Mitzchavin L'Shei Mitzvah. You have to have in mind now you plan to do a Mitzvah. And if so, the question is, Rashi says, "V'tikshel Rab." This should be a question on Rabbi Shitom that he says in Masech to Rosh Hashanah that Atakei Lishir Yotzer, somebody blows the shofar just to make a nice noise, to make a nice coil, his Yotzer the mitzvah, even though he doesn't have kavanah. Because our Mishnah says here that if you're reading the Sefer Torah and you happen to be reading the Parsha of Krishma and it's the Zman Krishma, you're only Yotzer the mitzvah. The Mishnah says, "Imchiv and leave if you have in mind." So if you have kavona, so what's a kasha and rabbi, according to rabbi, should be yotz even without kavona. So the verse says no. Could be rabbi ulam shana mishnah. My in chivin liban likras. What does our mishnah mean to say if you have kavona, you have a mind to be yotz of the mitzvah? It just means likras. You have a mind to read from the sefer Torah, but not that you have in mind to do the mitzvah. So what's the question? I vokokori the likras. He has to have a mind to read. Vokokori, we're talking about now that he is reading. So what do you mean he has to have a mind to read? He's reading. So Mar says, no, vokori lagia. The person right now was not really reading from the Sefer Torah. He was only reading it to see if there's any mistakes there. And Rashi learns the pshat as a sefer im yesh poitoyis da filu lekriya namelay miskaven. He wasn't even miskaven to make a maisa kriya. See, even though maybe you don't have to have kavanah to do the mitzvah, but you have to at least have kavanah to do the maisa of a maisa kriya. And here he didn't have kavanah for that. So that's the chiddush yesh mechavim for that. So he's asking Rashi, no, what do you mean kavanah for likrois? If he's reading, that should be enough. But so he learns the lagia means he doesn't read it the right way. He only reads it to see if every letter is written there. So he's not even reading it the right way. So if it's not called a kriya at all. So therefore we tell now, mechavin likrois means you have kavanah to read it the right way with the nekudis and kilchoson, then he'll be yotzer the mitzvah. But could be there's no proof to say you have to have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. But the ma'aseh we paskin that on the mitzvah midiraisa, yoni mekayim the mitzvah if you have kavanah. We paskin mitzvah srichas kavanah by mitzvah midiraisa. By the Rabbanim mitzvah about the chidu you have to have kavana, just there we held b'dievu the yotz of the mitzvah even without kavana. Tana Rabbanim like this, Kriya Shema Kichtova Diver Rebbe. Rebbe Shittur is that Kriya Shema has to be written down. You have to say Kriya Shema of Lashon HaKodesh. The way it's written down, Rosh is Lashon HaKodesh. You can only be mekayem the mitzvah Kriya Shema if you read it in Lashon HaKodesh. Any lashon that you say Krishma, you could be yotzei the mitzvah. Now, my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe that he says no davka lashon hakodesh? Omakor, the pasuk says vahoyu, and with dashin vahoyu means we have yotzei you have to remain the way it was, just like it's written, is written down in lashon hakodesh. That's why we have to say it. For Rabbona, my time, what's their reasoning? Omakor, the pasuk says Shema, listen. Mashma b'chol loshin shata shema, any language that you could listen to, you'll be mekayem the mitzvah. So any language is enough. So what's the other So what does the other man do with this diyek? Or the Rebbe nami ayuksiv shema. So what says no? Who mi boy? The Rebbe needs the word shema to teach us hashma liyaznuchom mashata moisim apicham. You have to hear. You have to hear it in your ears what you are speaking out. And it's not enough just to say it without hearing it, just saying it or thinking about it. You have to speak it out to hear it. That's called Shema. That's called a Kriya. But in a Chanami, it could be Dafkan Lashon HaKodesh and not another Lashonis. For Rabbanan Sarvilu, Rabbanan no, Commander Mandi of it says, Lo Yishmi Liyazna Yotza, that even though you don't hear what you're saying, still you'll be Yotza the Mitzvah. So therefore the word Shema comes to teach us, B'chol Lashon Shata Shemaya. For the Morayu Rabbon and Nami Yoksiv, he says the word Vahoyu, which will be mashma the way it was given only in Lashon HaKodesh. So Morayu says, no, humi boyilu, shlo yikor lamafrayim, that you cannot say Kirishma backwards. Say this pasuk now, then say the pasuk before. You have to say the psukim one after another the right way, not backwards. That's the Pskidish from Vahoyu. For Rebbe, how does he know this? Shlo yikor lamafrayim minolei, nafkli learns that from midvorim hadvorim, says the word. Rashi said, the Hevel, should have just written, Vahoyu Dvorim Oyla. Lemedra Shikra Hadvorim, what does it say, Vahoyu Hadvorim, what's the Hevel doing here? The teacher, she should read it, Kisidrim, the way it's written. Vahoyu Mafrey, not that, was Kumoi, Kugoyin Ubisharecha, Beisecha Mazuzais. So Rashi's Mashmalar Mafrey is not only you say one posik before the other, but you say the words backwards, that's also a psul of Lemafreya. For Rabbonin, how do they know this? The Rav Dvorim had Dvorim loy dasha. They don't dasha from the word Dvorim had Dvorim. Therefore, they need the words Vahoyu to make this drasha. So, verse says, now, what should come out, the main way you want to tell me then, that the Sava Rebbe holds that the Chol HaTorah Kula B'Chol Lashon Nemra, although Torah could be Yotzrit in any Lashon you say. And therefore, there's a special example of here that Shema has to be Vahoyu only Lashon HaKodesh. Because otherwise, because the Yisakadayit, you're going to tell me and think, the Yisakadayit, that Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, the whole Torah could only be Yotza for Lashon HaKodesh, is so then, Vahoyu, the Kosvach Monolomli, what do we mean the Pasuk by Krishma, Davka Vahoyu, Pshito, though Torah was only said in Lashon HaKodesh. And the Miri explains that the Havmin, according to this, would be that you could only be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Limud HaTorah if you learn in Lashon HaKodesh. But if you learn Torah in English, you would not be Yotza. Samora says no. Itzvach, could be no. So maybe according to Rabbi, the whole Torah could only be learned in Lashon HaKodesh. And if you learn it in English, you're not Yotza. Yeah, so what are we in a special pasuk here? Vahoyu for? It could be Mishum Nechsiv Shema. Because since it says here Shema, which I would have made a mistake to think that the Rabbanon Dashin B'chol Lashon, that's why here he has to say Vahoyu. But really it could be, who are doing the whole Torah could only be Mekayim the Mitzvah if you learn it in Lashon HaKodesh. So now the Gemara said, that's according to Rabbi. But the main, what do you want to tell me though? That the Savi Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon Shita, should be that the Chol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemar, according to Rabbanon, it should be that the whole Torah is only learnt in Lashon HaKodesh. And therefore, it's a Chiddush here, Shema, that Krishma could be said B'Chol Lashon. Because otherwise, these Sakadaitach would tell me a thing, these Sakadaitach, that B'Chol Lashon Nemar, yes, even according to Chomin, the whole Torah could be learnt in any Lashon you want, then Shema the Kosmach Manalomli, what's there to say, especially by Kriya Shema, Shema any Lashon, Pshit, like the whole Torah could be learnt in any Lashon. So verse says, no, that's not a Deek either. Itzrach, we need the Chiddush over here. Because otherwise, Mishum the Chsiva Oyu, like Rabbi Dash, instead of the word Vahoyu, so I would have made a mistake to say Davka in Lashon HaKodesh. That's why it says Shema. So I call upon him, you can't bring any proof. Ravad Lamaisu, we hold Alocha, that you could be Yotza, the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, B'chol Lashon. Enoch Nami, Torah is given B'chol Lashon. Chlami, Toys learns a little bit different here. Toys learns that the Shalom Bechol HaKodesh Nemra, Lashna HaKodesh Nemra, Toys says, Pirush Rashi, Rashi says in the Perek Ksheni Demigilo, is Shalom about Likus Batero. And when you want to kind of mix with Kriyas HaTero, there's a daf can have to be done in Lashna HaKodesh or else Bechol Lashon. Now the Gemara says, right, Toys Rabban, another price like this. When the Pasuk says, Vahoyu, so we darshin Vahoyu Advar Melom, Shlo Yikul Mafraya. You cannot read the Psukim one before the other. Hadvorim, it says the word Hadvorim alavavecho is vidashin yoch. Everyone thought to say it. Kol haparsha tzvich kavona. Maybe you have to have kavona throughout the whole parsha of Krishma. Tamlam. Therefore, the pasuk says no ve'ilo. For you Hadvorim ve'ilo means ad kan tzvich kavona. Only till over here. Rosh is ad alavavecho. Just up until this, the words of alavavecho. When you get to the first pasuk of Yehafto, then the second pasuk of Oyos Vomelo, until Alabavecho, up until there you have to have Kavona. Mikan Vielach, from here onwards, ain't Tzvicha Kavona, you could be Mikan the Mitzvah Krishmi without Kavona. So, Pasha, this Kavona does not mean the first Kavona before Mitzvah's Kavona. Mitzvah's Kavona means before you do the Mitzvah, you have to have in mind that you want to go do a Mitzvah now. But here we're talking about the Pasha, the Pira Shamilas. Do you understand what you're saying? See, to mekayim the mitzvah we hold, you have to understand at least the first pasuk, least Shema Yisrael. After that, you mekayim the mitzvah. Now, this man, the Yom Hazdashin, it's not enough just to know the taich, the explanation of Shema Yisrael, but you also have to know the kavanah, you have to know the pure shemilas of the first two psukim, for you have to eis Hashem lekecha until al lebavecha. But mekayim v'elach miron, would you be yotze the mitzvah, even though you don't have kavanah, you don't know what the words means. These are the words, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. On this, Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Akiva says back, no. Harei Yoyim, the Pasuk says, Asher Anoichi Mitzavecho Hayoyim Alu Lebavecho. So Rabbi Akiva says, the Pshat is that Mikanat Lomad, from here you learn out, Mikanat Lomad, that Shekola Pasha Kutzucha Kavono. That the whole Pasha needs Kavono. Pasha means the whole first Pasha needs Kavono, not just the first two Psukim, but the whole first Pasha. On this, Omar Rabba, Babachonom Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Rabbi Kiva, like a pasuk like Rabbi Kiva. So according to this, you have to have kavona pirush shemilas throughout the whole first parsha. Now, ikud the master law somla this halacha ho, and this is all we learned. Rashi says, ikud the master law ho the Rama Babachona. The Tanya will not like this. But the sefto hakareyes shema. Somebody is reading kriya shema. Sorach shiachavres libo. You have to have a mind. Pasha again here in mind does not mean mitzvah suchas kavona, but it means the mind. You have to know what you're saying. You have to understand the pirush of the milas, other words. So Shema means Shoch Shechaveres Liboy. Ravacha Mishum Rabbi Yudu Aymer Kivon Shechivon Liboy Beperik Rishon. Once you had Kavon, you know what he's saying in the first Perik is Shuvan Itzarach Pasha Perik Rishon. Rashi says Kol Pasha Shema. Pasha means the whole first Pasha. You have to have Kavona. After that, you yot even without Kavona. Shuvan Itzarach. On this, Omer Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechon Lochak Reb Acho. And then Lochak like Reb Acho Taka Shomi says over Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Says over the name of Yehuda that the Chibon Liboy in the Perek Rishon, the first Perek. So Rashi says means Kol Pashma, Pashma means the first Pashma. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, you learn another Braisa. For Hoyu, the first of Hoyu at Vor Melus Vidashin, Shalai Yikulam Afrei, should not say it backwards. Then the Pashma says, Al Lubavecha, on your heart, means you have to have kavona, know what you're saying. So, Rav Zutra Oimer, Ad Kan Mitzvot Kavona, like the first one we had before, up until the words of Am Lubavech, you have to have on your mind, on your heart, you have to know what you're saying. Mikan Vielach, there onwards, Mitzvot Kriya, it's enough just to say the Kriya Shema, just to read it, even though you do not know the explanation of the words. Rav Yashar Oimer, Ad Kan Mitzvot Kriya. Up until Al Lubavech is the opposite, and up until Al Lubavech is the mitzvah to Kriya, to read the words. Mikan Vela, from then onwards, mitzvah Kavona, from then you first have to start having Kavona. That's what will be Mashma. Rashi says, Mikan Vela means Pasha's volume, Shema, the second Pasha. So, the question like this, Mashna, what do you say this reasoning? That Mikan Vela, from then onwards, mitzvah Kriya, there's the mitzvah Kriya, the Siddur says, the Daber Bom, you have to say in it. So Akinam here also, Hoksiv V'dibartabom, it says the words V'dibartabom here also. The Rashi learns, Mikan V'elech means Pashas Voyim Shema, the second Pasha. He meant to say the first parsha, so again, Maishno Mikan Bev, the second parsha, is mitzvah's kriya, you have to say it. Why? Because it says, L'daber bom, Fratimah Hokinami, the first parsha also. Hoksiva says, V'dibarta bom, so you have to say mitzvah's kriya, the first parsha also. So, this is what the Brisa meant to say. Ad kan mitzvah's kavono kriya. Only throughout the first parsha do you have to have kavono, know what you're saying, and also you have to have kriya, say it out carefully. The Kan Vilch means the second parsha onwards, Kriya Ble Kavana. You'd be yotza just with the mitzvah's Kriya as long as you say out the parsha well, even though you do not know what you're saying. On this Digmaria, so Maishno Ad Kan Mitzvah's Kavana or Kriya, how come the first parsha has both? You have to have Kavana to know what you're saying and the mitzvah's Kriya say it out. You'll see what says in the Pasuk Alu Levavechom, and also says V'dibartabom. So if you have to have V'dibartabom, you have to say the first parsha well, and also you have to have Kavonom, for at the Gemara, Hosam Nami, the second parsha also, Hoksiv in the second parsha, Al Levavachem. It also says in Voyim Shema, it says, Am Mitzvayis HaShir Anuchim Mitzav Eskem Ayim Levesh Amchechem Lovdo B'chol Levavachem. It says the word B'chol Levavachem in the second parsha also. And it also says, L'dabibon. So through the second parsha, you also have to have a mitzvah of kavana and a mitzvah of kriya. So Mora says no. In the second parsha, Voyim Shemaya, who there when it says Al Levavchem, whom he boiled the liquor of Yitzchak, we need it for Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. The Yom of Yitzchak says like this: V'samtem es devorei eila, tzricha sheteisima kineged aleiv. When it says V'samtem es devorei eila, Al Levavchem. So it's teaching us now where do we have to put tefillin. The tefillin has to be al levavchem, near your heart. The Rashi says, "Sima k'neged aleiv to v'samtem d'chsev." In the second parasha, lav b'kriya v'kavona. It's not talking about reading Shema with kavona. Ela b'simas tefillin shoyad. Where do you have to put your tefillin shoyad? Shei soma, so you should put it al goyvashir, on the top part of your hand. K'neged aleiv, that's opposite your heart. Al kiburus as well, by the muscle of your arm, that we put the shoyad. So if in the second parsha we don't dash in al levavchem, say need kavono, if one in the first parsha needs kavono, and not the second parsha. Yeah, not that you don't need kavono, but it just needs likuva. But about the chachilo, should have kavono throughout the whole thing. The other Gemara explains, oh mama, what we just say before, that Rabbi Yashir says, ad kan mitzvah kriya. The first parsha is a mitzvah to read it. Mikan veil of Pashim in the second parasha, mitzvah kavona, you have to have kavona. But Avminu was the first parasha, just as mitzvah kriya without kavona. So we're at the more why. Maishno mikan veil, what do you say the second parasha? Mitzvah kavona, there you have to have kavona, you have to know what you're saying. Mishum the stuk as a pasuk says, al levavchem, it has to be on your heart. Meaning your life has to understand what you're saying. Hochinam in the first parasha also, what Ksiba says, al levavecho. Should also mean you have to know what you're saying. So Moses Hotikom, this is what he meant to say. This is what Rabbi Yashi meant to say. Ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'kavona. That the whole first parsha, you have to have kavona to know what he's saying, and also you have to read it. Mikan v'yelef, but the second parsha, kavona, it's enough just to know what you're saying. B'loi kriya, even though you don't speak it out loud enough, even though you can't hear it in your ears. But as long as you think about it in your mind, with that alone also, you could be yotza. That's what he meant to say, that there's no mitzvahs kriya in the second parsha. They need to say it, just belay will be enough. For the moral Maishna, how come Adkan mitzvah kriya v'kavona? How come you tell me the first parsha needs both a mitzvah kriya with the kavona? The sikh, what the pasuk says, al levavecho, and also v'dibartavom. You need two things, the dibur and a kavona salayv. For the Gemara Hosam Nami, second parsha also, Hoksiv, it says, al levavchem, and also dabebom. So second parsha also have to have two both. Kavona Saleh to know what he's saying and also to have a good Dibur. So Moses says, no, Huba Dibur Torah Ksiv. The second Pasha is talking about Limud HaTorah, that you have to speak out when you learn Torah. And Vachikoma de Rachmona. This is what the Torah means to teach us. That Hachikoma Rachmona, Agmiru B'naichu Torah, you should teach your children Torah. Ki Heichu de Legir Sabu, that they should be able to learn it, to be gurus in learning. So that's what it means with Dibartabom. Dibartabom there means in Limud HaTorah. Like it says, Limara Timoismus Benechem Adabebom, you should teach your children Torah. That's Lashon Gemara, the Vachakom Rachmon, Agmiru Benaychu, teach your children Torah. Kiechid Legar Sobu, they should be fluent in it. They should be able to learn eventually by themselves. Tanu Rabbanan, what about this? So far we have a lot of different sheetahs here. We didn't see what the locher is though. Now the Braisa says, Tanu Rabbanan. When the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Echod, so we darshin ad kan tzricha kavonas aleif. Just during this first Pasuk, you have to have kavonah to know what you're saying. But from then on, you yoss even without kavonah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. And Amar Rava, Rava says, Halacha k'Rabbi Meir, we take a pasuk like Rabbi Meir. Since there's the Bas of the Churav, that Toi says, Halacha Rabbi Meir, v'halacha yichus v'paskun like this. Tekayim lod k'Rava du basaroyim. That the Ika mitzvah of Krishma is the first pasuk to have kavonah. And from then on, you yotz even without kavonah, as long as you say it with the mitzvah's kriya you yotz. But again, there are two kavonahs here. There's one kavonah before you start saying Krishma, before you start saying Shema, to have kavonah, you want to go do now the mitzvah of Olmach v'Shemayim. And then, b'shas, you're saying Shema, you have to have kavonah, you have to know what the first pasuk means. Shema Yisroel, Klai Yisroel should hear that Hashem, Lokeinu Hashem is our, Hashem means has koiches, Hashem has special hashpo over us, and Hashem Echad, Hashem is the only one in the whole world that could do anything, that kol yochel, everything happens from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Echad. Now the Gemara says, Tani Malone like this, Sumchis Saimus, Sumchis says, that kol hamarach b'yechod, when somebody says, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad, if you extend the word Echad, is marich and lo yomu v'shnois, you have a long life because of this. And Omer Rav Acha b'yakov, u'b'dalad, the yikri, you have to extend is the dalad, you have to say the dalad long. Rashi says, u'b'dalad means v'loi b'ches, not just a ches. T'chol kamad yomer ech, v'loi dalad, lo mishtanem, it doesn't mean anything. So therefore, you have to extend the dalet. And Amr Vashi, Vashi is like this, but Vash, lo yechta the ches, he shouldn't say the ches too fast either. Lo yachta Vashi b'shvil arich as a dalet. Lo yemar b'kriyos, he shouldn't go too fast through the ches, because you want to extend the dalet. And therefore, how are you supposed to do it, rather? Rabbi Yirmiyo, have Yosef kaimed Rabbi Chibarabi, we sing it from Rabbi Chibarabi. Chaz Yisroel Tevi Marach Tuv is saying very long the Yechod. As he told him, Amalei, Kivron the Yamlichtoi Lamalo Lamalo. Like when he said the word Yechod, and you have in mind with the Dalit, that Yamamach Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one Hashem, Lamalo above in Shemayim, Lamati Yiboritz, Liyah Baruch Hu Shemayim of all four sides of the world, Sula Tzrichas, more than that you don't have to. So, Rashi learns Lamalo, She'arachta shir shetechosh shebelibcho Hashem echod v'Hashem uboritz v'dal d'ruch haseho. So partially means you should have this kavona b'shash you say the dalit. However, l'maisa, to say the dalit is a little bit too long to have all this kavona during the dalit. And some say for care, the ches itself, the reason why the ches is written in the Torah with a point on top of it is that b'shash you say the ches, then he's supposed to have a mind that Kosh Baruch was the Echod, Pashemayim Uboritz. And then when you say the word Echod, the Dalit, then you have a mind, Dalit Ruchoist. That's why some people try to turn their heads around on all four sides, because they say Echod. And this is the way the Mechaba brings it down in Simin Samachalas, Tidkon Vov, that Sorach Laharach Beches, Shelech, when you say the word Echod, you have to extend a little bit the Ches. Kidei sheyam lecha kodesh brocha b'ashemai mavoritz. You have to have a mind that Hashem is echod b'ashemai mavoritz. Shelezeh roim zeh chatutras shebiyemza gag haches. That the way a ches is written in the Sefer Torah, it has two dots, like a zayin, two zayins with a point sticking up to the top. And then the yarech b'dal, we say the dalid, shelechod shir, sheyichosh kodesh brocha yochid b'loma yomoshu b'dal ruch ha-salem. So this is the way you should say the word echod. However, l'maisa, the Rav Shachnor says that really if you just extend the word Dalit, Echod, that's not the right way. It doesn't sound like the word Echod anymore. And really we know to say the word Echod, so the Ches you could extend a little bit, Echod. But to say the Dalit is very hard to extend it. See, then it doesn't sound like an Echod anymore. See, he learns the Peshat, he reads, Lav Davka B'Shachti saying the Dalit. And even when you read it, Echod, but right after you finish the Dalit, you still have in mind the Kavon it means. That in the mind you should have in mind, you should still have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Echad b'chol Dalit Ruchis. So not that really the Dalit, the Kriya Shabbat is extended more than the Chef, because it's very hard to read it that way. But rather just means the Kavon, even after you finish saying it, should have this Kavon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Echad b'chol Dalit Ruchis Oilam. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nosin, Omer Rav Nosin Bamar Ukva. Omer Rav Yuda. Alu Bovecho V'yamido. Alu Bovecho, you have to say B'amido standing up. So Gemara says, Alu Bovecho Sagadad, you mean to say just these words of Alu Bovecho, you have to say standing up. Like how come, or even up to Alu Bovecho? Why should you have to stand up? Rashi B'amido is Afil Lebeis Hillel. You say Krishna any way you want, when you're walking or not, still, you have to stay in one place until you finish these first two psukim of Shema V'Hafta until Allah Bavecha. That's the pshat. But Rav Nosson means to say that you have to have kavana until the words of Allah Bavecha. And therefore, while you're walking, you can't have kavana. So therefore, you shouldn't be walking, you should be standing still up until the words of Allah Bavecha. So Moshe says, "Alu bavecho sakadaitoch." So Ela rather Ema, but having was only these words. So Moshe says, "No, Ela Ema rather ad alu bavecho b'amida." Until these words of alu bavecho, the first two psukim, you have to say it b'amida. Mikan v'elach afterwards, though loy, you don't have to dafka be standing; you could be walking if you want. For Rabbi Yechon says, "No, kol apasha kulu b'amida." Yechon says the whole first pasha you should say standing still. And the Yosef Yechon, the Rabbi Yechon goes according to his own time, the Yomer Rabba Babachon Rabbi Yechonon, Halachos Rabbacha, Shem Mishra Rabbi Yuda, that he passes the whole first parsha, you have to have Kavona. So the Chlam, the Chur, this is totally how long do you have to have Kavona, that's how long you should say it standing still and not walking. So the Meister, we paskin, like before Rabbi said, that Ika Kavona, the Bishas, you say, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, and therefore when you say the first pasuk, you should not be walking, even if you want to say it when you walk into shul sometimes, to Shabbos in the morning, when you want to be up to the first man Krishma, from all you said before davening, so you should try not to say the first pasuk of Shema when you're walking, because the first pasuk we pass can ask of Kavona Saleh to know what you're saying, therefore you should not say it when you're walking. Tanur Rabbanan like this, that Shema Yisrael Shema Kan Shema Chod, Zul Krishma Shabu Nasi, Zul Krishma Rivu Yanasi. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.